With your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. As you heard in Wednesday's sports updates here, the Hastings Raiders Athletic Department has released their winter all-conference honorees, and we didn't quite have the Hastings Raiders boys hockey honorees quite yet, as they still had to release those honorees to the players and their parents as well. And today, we have our hands on that very list, and what a list it is, of Raider players that have really had a wonderful 2020-21 season. All-conference. Couple of guys that have been around this program for a long time. Goalie Tyler McCarville, forward Jack Schauer, and forward Jagger Kendall. Junior Jake Harris also on the all-conference list for a terrific season. Honorable mention, maybe one of the heart and soul players of the Raider team in senior Kyle Bauer. Also junior Connor Stoffel, a terrific season, earning all-conference honorable mention. And senior Jonathan Piney, also all-conference honorable mention. With our April Wolfpack update from Park High School in Cottage Grove, tackling Wolfpack sports, Activities Director Phil Kimmel joined us first to talk about some fun awards. And of course, already at Hastings High School, we heard about their Athena Award winner, but it's time to unveil the Park Wolfpack nominee. Kimmel on Park's 2021 Athena Award winner and multi-sport athlete, Shauna Miller.
Shauna is a phenomenal student and athlete and leader. And, you know, it's so great when you have these kids that stick with three sports. And, you know, not everybody does. And, in fact, you know, she wasn't going to. It didn't for all of her career. And that's not the only thing that stands out. But how great that we've got this female athlete that stands out in three sports. We'll start with soccer first. And that one, I think, is actually kind of a special story because, like I mentioned, Shauna didn't play soccer her junior year. And, you know, as kids kind of start to focus a little bit and they think about maybe playing a sport in college, and, you know, it's hard to do when you're playing three sports. So, you know, junior year, soccer kind of went by the wayside so she could focus a little bit more on especially hockey and a little bit on lacrosse. And then senior year, you know, she just kind of decided kind of at the last minute, you know, it's my senior year, I want to go out for soccer. And not only did she go out in her younger days, Shauna was a goalie. We had a goalie for soccer, so, you know, she was very excited about playing out in the field. Well, our goalie got hurt, I believe, in a summer tournament, and we needed a goalie. And here was Shauna, who didn't even play last year, that says, hey, if the team needs me, I'll step in and be a goalie. And she did a phenomenal job. I mean, you know, getting all-conference honorable mention honors her senior year, you know, in a sport that she almost didn't come out for, in a position that she wasn't really planning on playing. And then just talking to our girls soccer co-head coaches, you know, Polina and Neitz, and just, again, what a great job she did. She is such a strong leader in all three of her sports, but just to see those accomplishments in soccer, I think, was really, really neat. So there was that. She's also a hockey player, like I mentioned, been on our varsity team since an eighth grader, so five-time letter winner in hockey. Was named all-conference her senior year, and again, great leadership there too. And then, you know, she's excited because she'll get to have a lacrosse season this spring. Obviously, none of our spring athletes had that a year ago, so, you know, it's been 2 years, but she'll get a chance to get on the lacrosse field. You know, she'll end up being a three-year letter winner in lacrosse. You know, as a sophomore, she was sixth on the team in goals scored. And again, she just started playing lacrosse as a freshman. So pretty good that you pick up that sport and able to do those great things. So, you know, athletic accomplishments, obviously when our coaches met and we go through the selection process of picking our Athena, we had a lot of great girls to pick from. But Shauna kind of rose to the top because of athletically those things that we just talked about.
Even as a member of the media and watching some of these Park Wolfpack teams take on Hastings over the past 5 years with Miller on some of those very Wolfpack teams, I can tell you that she is very intense, whether it be on the ice or on the field. The Wolfpack Athena Award winner's determination really shows through.
Yes, she's all in. She's very intense. And like I said before, you know, I've seen so many times of her being a really, really good leader. And sometimes not everybody reacts to that because she wants to get after it. And if she wants to get after it, she wants her teammates to get after it too. And you know, when working your girls on the teams, and sometimes the younger girls on the team, to have that same mindset isn't always the easiest. But like I said, she's been named a captain in all three of her sports for a reason, because of that leadership and intensity a little bit that comes out. So I know all three programs will definitely miss her as she moves on next year.
There won't necessarily be a banquet this year in 2021 for all the Athena Award winners across the metro area, but they will have a ceremony where all of the girls schools will still be able to get together and be honored as a collective unit.
Yes, definitely. You know, last year, our seniors didn't have any kind of ceremony whatsoever, just with what we were going through last year. So the fact that they can have something, I agree completely, is huge. So next week, Wednesday, which is the 21st, they will have their ceremony. You know, kind of we had a hard time coming up with what we should call it because they won't do food or anything like that. It's not really a banquet, but ADs aren't coming, coaches aren't coming, family's not even coming. But they're getting, I think there's 40-ish girls all together to recognize them, give them their awards. And again, like you said, let them be with each other, because think about that. That's a pretty powerful room right there of these really strong female student athletes. And just for them to be able to get together is great. You know, I've talked to Sean a lot about the ceremony, and I think one of her really good friends is the Athena Award winner. I think she said from South St. Paul. And, you know, be able to go with her and other kids that she's competed against for the last 4 or 5 years is definitely a great thing. So, and we've talked about it. Trent Hansen is on that Athena committee, and that committee has done a great job of let's do something to recognize these girls. They're going to live stream it. So, again, family, coaches, ADs that aren't able to be there with the Athena winners there at the ceremony will get a chance to, you know, get on their computer screens and see the ceremony as well, too. So these girls, all the girls from all the different schools, deserve the recognition that they're getting, and it's great that we can honor them, you know, each school picking a winner and giving them a chance to get to the ceremony.
From awards to springtime fun, or maybe the lack of it. Of course, we were scheduled to have Hastings and Park in our baseball and radio opener right here on KDWA last Friday, but as it has from time to time throughout the last year, COVID ruined it for the time being. Those two teams will now meet up in late May at Grossman Field in Hastings. Aside from COVID, crummy weather hasn't helped the spring teams open up their respective game and match seasons either. It's been a challenge so far.
Yep, so there's a couple things with that you talked about. And, you know, one of them is, we joked off the air, I just told my Billions and Grounds crew today, like, we have to play. These kids have been waiting for so long. They've been waiting 2 years to get on their competitive field and play. So, you know, the weather certainly hasn't helped things. And then, you know what, there's just, again, it's still the world we live in. We still are dealing with COVID and the rules and regulations that go with it and the quarantining that goes with it. And, you know, so many schools, talking with Trent and other schools in the area, so many schools have been affected by it. And now we're looking at, well, geez, can we field a lower level team because we've got 2 or 3 kids in quarantine and that kind of thing. And it's certainly not going to be easy. But like I've said, since we started sports in the fall, these spring sports kids are the ones that kind of, I hate to say we focus on the most, but we definitely want to give priority to, because they didn't get a chance to have a season last year. So it's not going to be easy, and, you know, all the different COVID protocols that we have to go through, but we need a little cooperation from Mother Nature. But once we get that, I know how happy and grateful these kids and coaches are going to be to get out on their fields or tennis courts or, you know, whatever else they're on, and just get a chance to play their sport that they love so much.
We'll have more with Park Athletic Director Phil Kimmel in future sports updates throughout the spring. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.